Johnny looked at the remaining planes on the ground to see whether they had been battered. He noted they were a bit turned. They seemed all right. Wait, something was wrong. There should be 4 planes left there. They only had 32 pilots and co-pilots, but there were 3 planes left, not 4. He raised himself above the cliff edge again and swept the scene. And there it was. Sickening. The whole side wall of the morgue had been battered out, and the coffin with which it had been done lay in the rubble. Turl had somehow come to life and hammered his way out of the morgue. Johnny looked up. Where there should have been 1 battle plane up there for this mine site, there were 2. Johnny grabbed for Windsplitter. Something was wrong. The horse had gone lame in its plunge down the cliff. It was 300 yards to those planes. With a glare at the sky, Johnny was running down the hill, putting all his strength into it. A blast rifle spat at him from the compound. He raced on through a cloud of dirt. Where were the assault teams? Had they been knocked flat? Racing, Johnny headed for the nearest battle plane, shots streaking the air about him. More blast rifles were firing from the compound. He got to the plane door and got it half open. A blast rifle shot slammed it shut. He dove under the plane and went in the other door. The key. The key. Where had Angus put this plane's key? He was scrambling through the edges of the seats. The recoil jolt had jarred the key off the seat. A blast rifle splattered a shot onto the windscreen. There was the key, on the floor. The instant before he touched the starters, he heard the chunk of a bazooka go. Then the flailing chatter of assault rifles. The motors barked, and he raised his hands over the console. The plane flashed upward to 2,000 feet. He caught a glimpse of the attack groups moving in. 2 bazooka teams, 4 assault rifle parties. They had been protected in the ravines in which they had crouched all night, covered with anti-heat shields. Johnny flipped on the view screens. Where was Turl?